How was your first day, actually?
I'm talking to some of the vets, you know, they said, you know, they saw a lot of positives. You know, there's some things I need to work on, you know, because, you know, I'm far off right now. But I'm learning from, you know, guys like Dwayne Bowe, you know, Brian Hartline, you know, all the receivers, the whole receiving corps. Coach has been a big help, you know, the quarterbacks as well. So that's all I could do is every single day plug away, get 1% better at this position and see where it goes.
What are they telling you? The good advice.
Josh McCown just came up to me. He just said, you know, hey, man, you look real good. You know, just stay confident. You caught the ball very well. Just use your speed like you've been doing. And you know, everything will go well. He said, just keep stacking the days. You know, he's a great leader. And, you know, I could relate because I played that position for 5 years. And, you know, I thought it was, you know, I just thought it was positive, you know, just to get some feedback, you know. And when we get in the film room, I learn even more.
Do you get the sense that you have to take that position out of your persona in order to make the team as a receiver? Or is there still a bit of you that wants to be the other?
You know what? As of right now, I mean, it's what Coach Pett wants, and, you know, what Mr. Farmer brought me in for, you know, and Coach Flip. You know, they believe that I could be an outstanding receiver, you know, if I put the time in and work hard and if I believe myself, you know. So all I want to do is do whatever I can to help the Browns. And you know, I'm happy to be back in Ohio, you know, close to Columbus. And that's it.
Did you just time wake with up Antonio Brown and Randy Moss and Josh Gordon, all those workouts you did during what was basically a summer vacation for a lot of other guys, how much did that ultimately prepare you to come in here and look like you actually fit in at that position?
Yeah, I just think, you know, for me, you know, learning from Randy, you know, he's one of the best to ever do it. Antonio Brown's just busted records right now in the NFL. And he's one of my very good friends, you know, and I happen to end up being good friends with Randy, you know, and then Josh as well. You know, I think he's a phenomenal talent. So, you know, having those guys and even seeing Mike Evans, you know, with their size besides Antonio, to see how they're getting out of their cuts, you know, they can help me, you know, because I can kind of see it. Like, I learn on the field and I watch visual on the field. So when those big guys, you know, 6'4", 6'5", like myself, and I see them doing that, it helps out a lot. You know, especially from all pros and, you know, a Hall of Fame guy, you know, so it helps out a lot.
Did you just wake up one morning?
Guys yesterday, Dante Whitner and Brian Hartline, and they, almost to a man, they were all saying, this is a tall order, this is a tall task, this is going to be very challenging for him, we're not going to make it easy on him. What do you make of things like that?
Man, you know, I wake up every day, you know, one for one, you know, I bless, you know, I say my prayers to God. And, you know, I think about my son, and at the end of the day, I know if I have those two beliefs and loves, you know, I could do anything I want. You know, it's just to be the extra work and the effort, you know, and really pushing forward. I think we can all obtain our goals, you know, but it's the effort and how you go about that task. So, you know, I'm very happy to be here because these guys in the locker room are phenomenal, you know, and I think it's great chemistry, and I love being here.
How about your decision to abandon being a quarterback? Did you just wake up one morning and say, this isn't working, I should be a wide receiver? Or take us through that.
No, I just, you know, I just think things happen, you know. You know, it's just, you know, and whether it's in life, you know, there's politics in life, there's different things that go on, you know. Everywhere I've been after the Raiders, you know, it's been a guy that's been drafted, you know, getting paid a lot of money, and then they just drafted a second guy. And it's, you know, when it gets into that thing, you know, you don't really get a lot of reps. And I believe to play quarterback in this league and be very successful is you have to have a lot of reps. You have to, you know. And there's not a lot that really separates guys but reps, you know, mm-hmm. and that experience. So when I just really realized, you know, I'm not going to ever get, you know, the reps that the one is getting, you know, and it's impossible for me to do. So why not try use my ability that God gave me? And that's kind of how I did it. And Mr. Farmer and Coach Flip, you know, and I came and talked to them. They were excited and said, you know, there's different ways they could use me. And so we'll see how it goes, you know.
Terrell, will this have to happen fast? Will you have to show them that this is worth the look and the investment?
I think, Brian and Dante said, you know, it's a tough task. You know, it's a tall task. I know that. But, you know, that's anybody competitive, you know, like you guys or my teammates or anybody, you know, that's competitive, you know, it's what you chase after, you know. When you have a very tough task and something that's so steep, you know, that makes you want to pursue it and go harder, you know. So I think that's where my mindset is at right now, and just, you know, asking a lot of questions, being humble and being a sponge, you know, and really taking in everybody's word. And I think that if I just keep on going on that, it gives myself the best chance to possibly do it.
You know? So how much catching football is when you're just out, you're running routes, there's not a lot of contact, you're not having to worry about maybe someone blowing you up. Mm-hmm. How do you think you're going to handle that, though, when you get into that live action? And
see, that's a good question, because but I don't really think it'll be a huge deal, you know, because I dropped back and I've had concussions, got knocked out. I've been hit, you know, and guys, I don't know where they're coming, and I'm relaxed, you know. So I don't think it's gonna be a big deal. It's gonna really, and especially if I see I gotta see the field when the ball snaps. So my eyes gotta be up, see the field. Okay, this guy's coming, but I gotta also have focus and that understanding of, you know, the ball's coming, and I gotta focus in on, you know, grab it, and then if I take a hit, you know, but just try to protect yourself and play ball. I've been playing since I was 4 years old.
So. Were you just issued that number?
Yeah.
Are you already telling the QBs you're open on every play?
If we got go ball, I'll be good to go.
Hey, Terrell, can you talk about going back to the shoot next week? How special that will be to go back?
Absolutely. You know, I just, you know, anytime, you know, that I can step on the field, you know, and especially now, you know, playing for the Browns, you know, especially being so close. Anytime I could get on the field, really, no matter where I'm at, I take it very serious. I take my craft very serious. So, you know, the Browns give me the opportunity to go out there and especially go to my old stomping grounds, you know. It's very exciting, and I'm very fortunate, you know, to have the opportunity, and I'm excited.
Was it something that you had to, we obviously know when the announcement came out about trying at receiver, but you thought about it at all before that, before the Bengals? And secondly, was it a kind of a humbling moment when you realized that this was going to be the way that you had to do it?
Like I said to the gentleman right here, you know, like, I'm a realist. You know, and I understand how life works, and I'm not going to keep on pursuing something, you know, and turn 30 years old and 32, and then I have no chance. You know, so why not use the God-given ability that I have? You know, I have a lot. And I try to, you know, keep on, you know, there's a lot of all pros in here, you know, from Joe Hayden, you know, Dante Whitner to, you know, we got guys like Dwayne Bowe, Hartline in there, you know, and there's just guys that I can learn from, you know, and guys that can teach me. And like I said, I believe I could do it, you know, it's just going to take a lot of hard work and focus.
Well, speaking of Hartline, where do you think you can gain an advantage out there athletically?
I just think I'm big, and I just don't think a lot of guys can run with me.
Speaking of Hartline and looking back to your first year at Ohio State, it was his last year, so obviously you have some memories of working with him. What were your impressions of him then and now?
I always saw Hartline, even at our – it was funny because after we were running our conditioning test yesterday, and he's the same with Hartline. You know, I was like, all right, I'm going to come out here and I'm gonna win all of them. And he knows right beside me the whole time. So he's, you know, he's a Buckeye, he's a grinder, and he sets a good foundation, you know, for the Browns, you know, as a leader. So definitely happy to learn from him.
Do you feel any vibe by any chance of, you know, a wide receiver room? These guys have been doing this their whole entire lives. I mean, is there any vibe from anybody at all, like, hey, what makes you think you can walk in here and be a wide receiver in 1 month when we've been practicing at this forever?
You know what? I don't even know if I can answer that. You know, it's just, I don't know. You know, I just got to put my best foot forward and learn as much as possible from these guys. I mean, they're pros, and they've been doing it from, you know, college, got drafted, and it's a tough task. It's a tall task. And, I'm all for it, you know. And all I could do is stay in the book, stay in it mentally, and play physical, and just give my best effort. That's all I could do. I mean, we can only control what we can control in this world, and especially in our world. So at the end of the day, that's all.
Do you think a couple more? Being a Pittsburgh, the toughest part of the transition is going to be route running. You know, can you, when you think about making that switch, what do you think you have to focus on the most?
The hands part's not going to be a problem. Hands part, running. I think it's just going to be, you know, just, you know how, like, you know, pretty much, what's your name?
Mary Kay.
Mary Kay. Okay. That's kind of like how Mary Kay said it, you know, what makes you think that you could walk in here? You know, these guys, there's different things, like details, like savviness, you know, different moves, you know, like cutting down a split on a play that, but in the book it says it's supposed to be like this, line up here, but, you know, just because you could be a little savvy with it, you know, so they have that upper hand on that one. So that's just something that I think I need to work on and be able to pay attention to and try to grasp as fast as possible to not give the route away and help myself get to the route.
What's your relationship with Flip and having worked with him in the past? Do you think that you can help this transition?
I think, you know, just seeing the playbook is pretty simple. You know, like even right now, some of the young guys in the receiving room that, you know, they kind of don't know a lot of the plays, and they ask me because I know I've had this offense for 3 years, so I pretty much know, you know, the ins and outs of it. So I think that's a positive. We can take that definitely as a positive. At least I'm not learning a whole new playbook.
Was there any disappointment at all that Flip, having seen you at quarterback, didn't consider you still a quarterback?
Like I said, there's a lot of things that go into it, you know. They have four guys, four good, very good quarterbacks in my eyes, guys that I think that can play quarterback. So why not? You know, why not? You know, you got a 6'5" guy, he knows I can run. Why not try to learn from those guys and the guys in the locker room and see what we can accomplish? You never know what could happen. So, you know, like, just to touch back on it, I think we have four great quarterbacks, and you know, why make another move? And you know, when the talk was about the receiver thing, you know, they jumped on it and they believed in it. So I believe in our quarterbacks, and I believe in the guys in this locker room. So.
Being a Pittsburgh guy, were you a young guy, were you aware of what Cordell Stewart went through? And he was obviously came in the league, made the Pro Bowl as an athlete, but never really wanted to be a wide receiver.
Yeah.
And his career kind of slowly petered out. Did you talk to him, or did you know his story?
No, because, you know, like you said, you know, he kind of didn't want to be a receiver. You know, so if you're going to do something, no matter what it is, you got to do it wholeheartedly, or it's time to do it, get out. So anytime you see me on the field, when I know exactly what's going on, you're going to see full effort, and you're going to see me go all out, you know, because that's all I got. And that's what I want to do. I want to try to be a great receiver, as great as I can be.
Up in this part of the country, we all know the Ohio State story as it relates to you. Mm-hmm. You know, the very difficult things that happened at the end of your career and Tressa's career and so forth. But that's been years now. Looking back, how do you, in what terms do you tend to remember your Ohio State days?
Loud fans, beautiful stadium, great coach, great teammates, great tradition.
How painful is what happened at the end?
It's painful, but I've seen worse. Not to say anything, but I see worse.
By the time you get out of this training camp, it will be against guys like Joe Hayden, Tashaun Gibson, Dante Whitner, and Tremont Williams, such good defensive backs. Do you think that you should probably be able to stack up against other defensive backs?
That was a lot of a lot of the coaches came and talked to me, you know, because I thought that was going to be one of my biggest things, was running against press and really understanding leverages and getting hands off you and stuff like that. So he said, you know, hey, we ranked this as the second best defensive backs in the field. So I said, hey, we got Joe Hayden, Mont Williams, we got Dante Whitner, we got Gip. So at the end of the day, man, if I can learn, they're learning, and our guys under them, second and third, the guys I'll be going with and against, they'll be learning from guys like that. And maybe one time I'll have a chance to go against, you know, the first team. So, like I said, it's a process, and I just got to keep on taking steps. You know, take the positives from today. I believe in soaking in the negatives and things that I did wrong, but letting that go because I don't want to see that again. So, again, that's all I can really look forward to.
Can I ask you one more about this?
All right, last
sequence.
One.
So when you decided maybe I should try pro receiver, I think you made that known. And then did the Browns call you and say, hey, we think you can make a work here? Or how did that sequence of events go?
That's how the waiver went. So the waiver, they pretty much picked off the waiver wire. So when you get released or cut or whatever you want to call it, you go to the waiver wire and the team that was whatever picked you up.